This is 780. Let's talk NWBU basketball with Phil Thomas. Hello, mate.
Morning, Harry.
They haven't called you up to referee a game tonight, have they?
I reckon they've lost my number,
So what happened? They just they get referees from the junior comps in to do it, or what happened Tuesday night?
No, it looked like they called up a few, people who ref juniors and local associations, I think. They were probably very fortunate that it went ahead, considering, but I don't know how long this could go on for, so it's a bit of an unknown at the moment, isn't it? Whether they can put a few things in place by tonight, then, they're running out of time, that's for sure.
All right, well, let's move on to the games themselves, starting with the women. Tuesday night, wins to Devonport, Penguin, Wynyard and Burnie. Penguin on top of the ladder, Burnie second. So we'll start with a game at Devonport tonight. Devonport hosting Smithton. What do you reckon about this?
Yeah, Devonport certainly found a bit of form against Alveston the other night, and it was a real team effort. And Smithton relied fairly heavily on Ellie Curtin. You know, unless you can get some help, it should be another win to Devonport.
Penguin versus Wynyard tonight. Both teams won Tuesday.
The game of the round. Wynyard travelling very nicely as well. Penguin undefeated on top of the ladder. Yeah, I think Penguin should win this, but it'll be a good game to watch.
Somerset hosting La Trobe. Hard to pick this one, I'd reckon.
Yeah, not much between either. La Trobe aren't quite up to the top two teams, I don't think. Yeah, they're not far off the mark. They probably a player short, I'd say. You know, if they don't add to their list, I still think they should beat Somerset, but not sure that La Trobe, are a top four team, or certainly not a grand final team.
And Ulverston at home against Burnie tonight.
Yeah, well, this should be a pretty easy game to Burnie, I'd say. When Ulverston have relied fairly heavily on their drive-ins, which is not always the best way to go. They didn't play the other night for whatever reason. If they turn up, it'll certainly even up the contest. But Keely Froling and Maria Payne are both having a great year, and they're certainly well supported by the Burnie team. So I think it'll be a pretty easy win for Burnie.
Right, so women on at 7 o'clock tonight, men at 8:30, and wins on Tuesday to Devonport, Smithton, Penguin and Wynyard. So we've got three teams on top of the ladder, Ulverston, Penguin and Somerset. So we'll start with the Devonport game tonight. They're hosting Smithton.
Devonport had a great win against Ulverston, win by 30 points. Ulverston had been undefeated, so they certainly they played well. Their full-court pressure was great and was a real team performance. So Kyle Clark has been better for Smithton, but they do still rely heavily on Mason Bragg. So I think if the Devonport backcourt could control Bragg, then it would go a long way for them recording another win.
And Penguin at home tonight against the Wynyard boys.
Yeah, pretty good night's basketball.
Yeah.
Both the women's game and the men's game. And Wynyard had a good win against Burnie. Penguin, so against Latrobe. Perhaps Wynyard. Be a great night, though. Good game. And Wynyard by the narrowest of margins.
And Somerset against Latrobe tonight. Somerset for that one, you'd reckon?
Latrobe has struggled a bit. Somerset, I noticed Mitchell Dan's back in their team. And I think they've also signed another guy from New Zealand. Now, whether he comes in as well as Dance, or he comes in as a replacement. I think Somerset should win this. But it'll be interesting to see how Somerset's playing list changes in the next couple of weeks.
So that, the new Kiwi guy, so has he arrived yet or what?
The way they sort of spoke on their page was that, he'd left for Tasmania, so... whether he's arrived, whether he's got a clearance, whether he'll play, I suppose it's all up in the air a little bit. I still think with the present makeup of their team and the way the Trobe are playing,
you know, they'll still have enough to defeat Latrobe.
Ulverston hosting Burnie tonight. A couple of weeks ago, I would have tipped Burnie, but I'm going with Ulvie tonight.
Well, they both struggled on Tuesday night, so I had Burnie down as one of the my early season such favourites, but they've struggled over the last couple of weeks. They got beaten pretty easily by Wynyard on Tuesday, and so it makes it a really interesting game and probably an important game for both clubs. So, yeah, I think probably Ulverston could bounce back. The word is that Terry Mathunder will play from Hobart. So if Terry plays, that'll certainly fix Ulverston's backcourt problems. But there's no guarantee that he'll be there. He's recovering from injury. But I think if Mathunder plays, that would be enough to change the result of the game.
Right. Okay, so women on at 7, men at 8:30 tonight, round 6 of NWBU. So I watched our two local boys in that Young Boomers squad against New Zealand Saturday night, and Rain Smith shot the house down. Taron Armstrong was very smooth and efficient, did his job well. So credit to both boys. They were both very good, I thought.
They were. They certainly were. You know, Taron played his role very well, and Rain Smith finished the job. So, it was good to watch, and it certainly created a real talking point around the coast as far as basketball's concerned, and it can only be good for, well, not only the two boys that going forward. I mean, they've both got an exciting college career in front of them, and also our local NBL clubs will be taking notice of the performers as well.
Well, I spoke to Rain during the week and asked him about Jack Jumpers, and he told me during the week that he was, I think I spoke to him on Tuesday, and he said, well, actually, he said, I've got a call with the head coach this afternoon. So that was Tuesday.
Yeah.
So very good.
Yeah, no, and that makes sense because, I mean, they've made it known that down the track they want to encourage as many Tasmanian players back into their program, and Rain and Taron would be two, no doubt, that they would earmark for the future.
Yep.
Also, Trey Armstrong, that's doing very well at college, he'd be another one that I'm sure they're very much aware of. So it's the idea of the program, isn't it? I mean, they provide a pathway for players going forward, and I think it's great that they're making contact and aware of these type of performances.
Indeed. All right, mate. Well, thanks for that. We'll talk to you next week. So if you're looking for a referee's gig tonight, keep your phone on. Who knows?
Well, I'm just going to go to the wardrobe and see if I've still got my black and white stripes. The only problem, it may be a little tighter than it used to be. I mean, hopefully they can sort it out because it's a thankless job, isn't it, refereeing?
Yeah.
And they made it quite clear. We can't have a game without them, and we've got to look after them and encourage them. And it's not easy sometimes as a coach, but if we don't do the right thing, then you and I could be reffing a game.
Well, it was nice talking to you, mate. Good stuff. Catch you next week.
Very good. Thanks, Taron.